Well, man, being a hometown boy, listening to the radio at nighttime, I used to listen to CKLW, and the guy that was on the radio was Tom Shannon. From KLZ in Denver, he's next. You got a treat in store for you. It is 1 o'clock at the Big 8 with Tom Shannon. You know what it's like to come back and see familiar faces and familiar people? It's absolutely super. I love it. Going to be here until 5 o'clock on the Big 8. I have all the help in the world here between Charlie Van Dyke, Big Jim Edwards, and everybody else. I got 50 ways to leave your lover. You're trying to get together with her. Well, I'm going to help you out just a little bit here on the Big 8, CKLW. We counted only six here. It is 108 at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. We're sitting with Big Jim Edwards, Charlie Van Dyke, who did the things yesterday. Unfortunately, they've stayed over to kind of help, I don't know, the most neophyte of all. I don't think
you need any help at all. We thought maybe we could pick up a couple of pointers.
That's right. You know how long it's been since everybody has really chatted on the air here and really just talked about whatever? It has been a long time.
We're going to sit in the back and take notes and ask questions.
That's right.
What I'm going to do is write down all your funny lines and use them in L.A. tomorrow.
Listen, now you guys got the funny lines. Let's talk about each other, because I think maybe you did that yesterday, and I think that would be...
We talked about you, and,
and all the old
calls I got were in Corrado.
All the old phone numbers.
We're going to make an album out of it.
I got married, folks, so I can't really talk about that. But let's find out. First of all, Charlie is program director of KHJ in Los Angeles, which is a dynamite station, dynamite radio station. He's a dynamite guy. He's got a voice. He said yesterday that his voice, the lowest... No, I'll take that back, at the highest, because he was a little nervous, as I'm a little nervous here doing this. It's been a long, long time in a marvelous facility, but he said yesterday his voice was at least an octave higher. Voice an octave higher.
I'm scared of that. It's
still about six octaves lower than mine, you know. And Jimmy's not exactly a lightweight either, and Jim is, matter of fact, he's crouching because he's about 8'4". Jim is at KIMN in Denver, Colorado, the same city I am in Mile High America. I'm at KLZ. We're both at opposing stations, as it were.
Can you believe we're here in the Motor City together, man?
It is incredible. This is just a neat place.
Of course, Big Jim had a nationwide chain of pay restrooms that he started when he left the Big 8, and that went bad, so he got back into radio.
Where has the travels taken all of us? I guess it's been, for me, 5 years probably since I've been out of the Motor City area. Where has travels taken Charlie and then Jim? I'm doing an interview program here. I don't know about the rest of everybody else.
Lines are open. This is Talkback. let's see. From here, it was San Francisco and San Diego and Los Angeles and Chicago and then back to LA.
Charlie always worked the small markets. You know what I mean?
Most all of them cold.
Jim, how about yourself?
I left here. Tom, I went to New York City, and then from New York City to program a station in Chicago for ABC, and then left there to go to Cincinnati to program a station, and then to Indianapolis for 2.5 years, and now I'm in Denver across the street from
Big Jim is a gypsy.
Boy, you guys...
Incredible gypsy. He has inflatable plastic furniture. Makes the moving easy. Anything to find work.
I must tell you this, that I probably, I don't know how I managed to do it, but I just made one move. I went from here to Denver, and I ended up doing a thing like Bill Kennedy does here in the area. Watch out, Bill. I don't do a bad job. I don't know how great it is, but I do a thing called Afternoon at the Movies, and then I got back into radio, because I got out of radio for a couple of years, and got back into... You never know it today. I'm not sure which buttons to push and everything, but so I've only made the one move, but it's been a good move for me, and I like it out there, but it's kind of neat to come back and to remember, and we'll do just that. And matter of fact, you guys got before plane time. Charlie, you're leaving, what, 3 or 4 this afternoon?
My plane just left.
It's in the air right now.
But I wouldn't miss it. Tune in next week for another exciting adventure.
I thank the management and staff and everybody here at CKLW for allowing us to come back, really.
Because the times are so good here now. They're much, much better. Herb McCord, who's the manager, tells me things are so good now he doesn't have to keep two sets of books anymore.
We've got some messages to Charlie Van Dyke and Big Jim Edwards and Tom Shannon. We'll be here until 5 o'clock. At least I'll be here until 5 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm not taking a plane out until tomorrow. So that's how all that goes, I guess.